The election's over, the holidays are over, and the economy may or may not be heading for a slump. You have bills coming due. What if you could get some things in your life taken care of without money? It's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
My name is Angelo Furio. I'm with Elder Plan, member to member, do maintenance, fix up before everybody calls up and needs anything fixed, and small jobs, not large jobs and all that. Today I'm helping Betty out. She called up. She needs a bulb taken out and a smoke alarm checked. Let me see if I can reach it without getting a ladder.
Be careful with the steps.
Angelo Furio and Betty Beneke often meet like this. They're members of Elder Plan, a health maintenance organization in Brooklyn that goes beyond just providing health care for seniors. Elder Plan has been around for 15 years. The thing that Angelo and Betty like most about it is the way it matches up people who need something with other people who can provide it. Today, Betty needs to have the battery in her smoke alarm changed. She can't reach it, so she called Elder Plan, who sent Angelo the handyman.
Victory.
Maybe you can check the other one, you know, in the bedroom.
But Angelo is not a volunteer, and he isn't getting paid either. At least, not with money.
No. We get the time dollars they call. It's just something to help us out, but we don't get paid anything and all that. It makes you feel good doing it. Believe me, you see their faces. A lot of them want to hand you $2 or $5 or something to do the work we do, but we don't take it.
Angelo is talking about a different kind of economic system where he earns credits for the services he performs. These credits are called time dollars. Time dollars don't replace regular money, they just supplement it. The time dollar model is being used in 36 states and several foreign countries. Every time dollar program functions a little bit differently. Each one determines its own services and rewards. And the point is to get people to solve some of their everyday problems in creative ways. The time dollars Angelo earns are in the form of service credits, one credit for every hour of work he does for other members of Elder Plan. Angelo can then cash in his time dollars for things he needs. He can, for instance, convert them into payments for his HMO premium. Betty's not just on the receiving end, though. She earns time dollars, too, for driving a neighbor to the store, let's say, or taking someone to the doctor's office. With her time dollars, Betty's bought a vaporizer, a massager, and a bathroom scale. These items are donated to Elder Plan by area businesses. Betty recalls when time dollars have helped her.
Last February, I fell and fractured my shoulder, tore the rotator cuff, and my husband's in a nursing home, and I tried to visit him every day. Well, of course, I couldn't drive, so I called Elder Plan, and they had this gentleman come, Ernest would come and pick me up and bring me over there.
Yeah, it's like money in the bank, let's put it that way, right.
But it's a good feeling, really. I mean, I needed it, and I was able to call without feeling guilty or anything else. I felt, well, I'm entitled to it, and I need it. Now's the time to take advantage.
Time dollars are stored in a kind of bank, just like regular dollars, and you can check your account balance as easily as you check your bank statement.
This would be a typical bank statement.
In his Washington, D.C. home, Edgar Kahn sits in front of a computer. He's surrounded by floor-to-ceiling bookshelves and boxes and boxes of papers. Time dollars is his brainchild. He runs the Time Dollar Institute out of his house. Kahn holds degrees in both economics and law, and he has spent his life trying to create innovative, practical ways to address social problems. An organization such as Elder Plan can keep track of its members' time dollars by using software developed by the Time Dollar Institute. The software also serves as a matchmaker, as Kahn demonstrates. Let's say a member needs to go to a doctor's office on Wednesday afternoon. She needs someone with a car, who lives in her neighborhood, and who doesn't mind if she smokes. An ability to speak Polish wouldn't hurt either. A quick search on the computer, and the match is made.
And this will do a search to see if there's anybody in the database who corresponds to that.
And three names came up, so you obviously have three eligible people to help out.
Right, so I'll pick, say, Tom Mack. If I want to go into his file to see anything about him, I can do that. And I can find out more about him.
How did you come up with this idea for time dollars?
I was lying in a hospital bed after recovering from a major heart attack that blew away about 60% of my heart, was what they told me. And Everybody is there smiling at you, trying to help you. When I was out of danger, I said, why am I not enjoying this? Why isn't this the best paid holiday that I've ever had? I could never afford a retinue of 15 to 20 personal servants in my life. And I thought, I don't like being useless. And that was 1980, and we were declaring all kinds of people useless. The old, the young, those who were laid off in Detroit, those in Appalachia, those who were disabled. And I thought, I bet they don't like being useless either. And I thought, well, we have all these social problems backed up. Why can't we begin to put all these people we're putting on the scrap heap together with these problems?
Kahn says that the market economy, the money economy, prizes things that are scarce. Conversely, it undervalues things that are considered easy to come by, like kindness and caring. By placing value on those virtues, one credit for 1 hour of time, no matter what the service, people are more likely to participate and to have a solid vested interest in their communities.
The real work that's done in the community is done in home, in family, in extended family, in neighborhood. It's taking care of seniors, it's raising kids, it's going to PTA meetings, it's looking out and monitoring what happens in local government, it's participating in civic affairs, it's turning out for meetings. That's the real work. It turns out that that is, in fact, another economic system.
I can hear lots of people who, from the Reagan heyday, Ronald Reagan's administration, saying, hey, this is the same as our good old-fashioned call for volunteerism. This is what Edgar Kahn is saying. This is what we need more of in this country, volunteers to do good works.
Volunteering tends to be a one-way transaction. I help you. What Time Dollars is about goes beyond barter and goes beyond volunteering. It's a way of saying we need to redefine work.
Kahn believes that everybody can do work that is valuable, even kids.
You know, the message we send young people is one day you'll be an adult and you'll be okay. Right now your job is to stay out of trouble, get marketable skills, and spend money, I guess, is the other thing they're supposed to do. So we really relegate them to the role of consumer, of education and of goods and of services. And when kids go wrong, we say, we'll fix you. But we never say we need you. We value you for what you are now.
In a classroom at the University of the District of Columbia, another version of the Time Dollars program is unfolding.
I promise I will not divulge.
This is the Time Dollar Youth Court, where teenage jurors dispense justice to their peers and earn time dollars for their service. Over a dozen kids sit behind desks at the front of the room. They're facing a 16-year-old who was arrested by the D.C. police for truancy. In Washington, D.C., truancy is a big deal. Even parents can be arrested and fined. Through an arrangement with the D.C. District Court, the Time Dollar Youth Court handles all of the city's first-time misdemeanor offenders.
A jury foreperson, Dana Nolan, you take over?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Time Dollar Youth Court Diversion Program. I am the jury foreperson, and I will be a spokesman for the jury. You have been referred to this program because...
This is one of 600 such courts across the country. And the idea all started back in 1996, when Edgar Kahn was puzzling over the huge numbers of young people in the District of Columbia who were under court supervision. The court system was so overloaded that many first-time offenders were simply ignored by the courts until their crimes became more serious. Kahn believed that something had to change. His idea was to pay students time dollars for serving on juries of their peers, to create a space where kids can tell each other that their behavior is not okay.
Just to add on to what everybody else was saying, it seems like he was just answering yes to most of the questions.
And part of every sentence is a requirement really, that the offender serve on a time dollar youth court jury.
Okay. After careful review of all the information, we, the jury, have determined that it is appropriate and fair for you to serve four times on the Time Dollar Youth Court jury, just like this one right here. You must complete 30 hours of community service. You have to write an essay that's entitled, The Effects of Truancy Has on My Life and Goals. And also, because you're under youth court, the Time Dollar Youth Court supervision, that if you're late to school again within the 90-day period that you had to complete, the hours community service will increase. So you have to get to school on time.
The sentences here carry weight. If they're followed to the letter, the original misdemeanor charge is dropped. If not, the case is referred to D.C. Superior Court. The jurors can collect and eventually cash in their time dollars. With 50 time dollars, a juror can get a refurbished computer and a $100 savings bond for use toward college. But the real value is that the kids who are sentenced have a lower rate of recidivism than kids who don't go through time dollar youth court. And that is, in the end, says Edgar Kahn, good for the whole community.
When the jury's out, I'll sit with the respondent and the respondent's parent, and I'll say, you know, this community really needs you. And they'll sort of look at me like, white man, what planet are you from? Don't you know who I am and what I am? And I'll say to them something like, well, do you know how to hug your grandmother? And they'll say, yeah. And I say, well, you know, there are seniors in nursing homes who haven't been hugged or touched or visited in at least 6 months. And all of a sudden, they'll begin to understand that even though they've got their problems, there are things they can do now. And that's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to honor and value that strength and honor that contribution as real work.
Across town in southeast Washington, a holiday dinner at the East Capitol Community Center has been prepared and is being served by people earning time dollars. Miss Brown, how many pounds of turkey did you cook?
We cooked 8 turkeys, and each one weighed about 14 pounds.
Serving dinner is just one way people in this public housing project earn time dollars. They can also earn credits by coaching community sports, going to PTA meetings, and taking computer classes. Every organization around the country that uses time dollars decides for itself which services and rewards it wants. The wish list is different for each place. Here at the East Capitol Community Center, time dollars can be redeemed for a wide variety of things. A bag of groceries, movie passes for the family, help in paying small bills. And East Capitol has gotten even more ingenious. Time dollars can be used to finance a trip to visit relatives in prison. Curtis Watkins, who runs the Time Dollar program here, explains.
What happens when that individual is incarcerated is a disconnection from the family. So what we've figured out is that if the male that's incarcerated in, let's say, Lorton, communicates to their family, he should earn credits that the family can cash in at a later time.
So every time a prisoner writes a letter to his family, the family gets time dollars. Again, Curtis Watkins.
What happens is that that person is two things, communicating to the family, and the other thing is that he's also contributing to his family, even being incarcerated.
You'd think that the incentive to do good comes from the prospect of cashing in time dollars for rewards, but that's not always the case.
I haven't cashed in any of them at all, so.
Do you have in mind something particular you would like to get when you cash them in, or?
The cashing in part is not really important, not to me anyway. You know, my importance is to helping out the community.
This preference for lending a hand rather than accumulating rewards has been documented in follow-up studies of time dollars. People don't necessarily keep track of their time dollars and often aren't saving for anything in particular. The attraction appears to be in the simple recognition of their efforts as valuable. Knowing they are being measured for some people is just as good or better than cashing in.
Turkey. Bread, collard greens.
Edgar Kahn's new book is called No More Throwaway People. For more information, check out the NPR website at www.npr.org.